Exodus chapter 29. And this is how you shall hallow them, make them holy, to minister to me in the priest's office: take one young bull and two rams without blemish, and unleavened bread, and unleavened cakes tempered with oil, and unleavened wafers of wheat flour anointed with oil. You shall make them, and you shall put them into one basket, and bring them in the basket, with the bull and the two rams. And Aaron and his sons you shall bring to the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, and shall wash them with water. And you shall take the robes and put upon Aaron the coat, and the robe of the ephod priestly robe, and the ephod priestly robe, and the breastplate, and tie him with the belt of the ephod priestly robe. And you shall put the mitre priestly hat upon his head, and put the holy crown upon the mitre priestly hat. Then you shall take the anointing oil, and pour it upon his head, and anoint him. And you shall bring his sons, and put coats upon them. And you shall tie them with belts, Aaron and his sons, and put the bonnets caps on them. And the priest's office shall be theirs for a perpetual law, and you shall consecrate, set apart as holy, Aaron and his sons. And you shall have a young bull to be brought before the tabernacle of the congregation. And Aaron and his sons shall put their hands upon the head of the young bull. And you shall kill the young bull before the Lord Jehovah, by the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And you shall take of the blood of the young bull, and put it upon the horns of the altar with your finger, and pour all the blood beside the bottom of the altar. And you shall take all the fat that covers the inside, and the caul covering that is over the liver, and the two kidneys, and the fat that is upon them, and burn them upon the altar. But the meat of the young bull, and his skin and his dung, you shall burn with fire outside the camp. It is a sin offering. You shall also take one ram, and Aaron and his sons shall put their hands upon the head of the ram. And you shall kill the ram, and you shall take his blood and sprinkle it around upon the altar. And you shall cut the ram in pieces, and wash his insides and his legs, and put them together with his pieces, and with his head. And you shall burn the whole ram upon the altar. It is a burnt offering to the Lord Jehovah. It is a sweet aroma, an offering made by fire to the Lord Jehovah. And you shall take the other ram, and Aaron and his sons shall put their hands upon the head of the ram. Then you shall kill the ram, and take of its blood, and put it upon the tip of the right ear of Aaron, and upon the tip of the right ear of his sons, and upon the thumb of their right hand, and upon the great toe of their right foot, and sprinkle the blood upon the altar around it. And you shall take of the blood that is upon the altar, and of the anointing oil, and sprinkle it upon Aaron, and upon his clothing, and upon his sons, and upon the clothing of his sons with him, and he shall be hallowed, made holy, and his clothing and his sons' clothing with him. Also you shall take of the ram the fat and the rump, and the fat that covers the insides, and the flap over the liver, and the two kidneys, and the fat that is upon them, and the right shoulder, because it is a ram of consecration, setting apart as holy. And one loaf of bread, and one cake of oiled bread, and one wafer out of the basket of the unleavened bread that is before the Lord Jehovah. And you shall put all in the hands of Aaron, and in the hands of his sons, and shall wave them for a wave offering before the Lord Jehovah. And you shall receive of them from their hands, and burn them upon the altar for a burnt offering, for a sweet aroma before the Lord Jehovah. It is an offering made by fire to the Lord Jehovah. And you shall take the breast of the ram of Aaron's consecration, setting apart as holy, and wave it for a wave offering before the Lord Jehovah, and it shall be your part. And you shall sanctify, make holy, the breast of the wave offering, and the shoulder of the lifted to up offering which is waved and which is lifted up, of the ram of the consecration, setting apart as holy, even of that which is for Aaron, and of that which is for his sons. And it shall be Aaron's and his sons for a law forever from the children of Israel, because it is a lifted to up offering, and it shall be a lifted to up offering from the children of Israel of the sacrifice of their peace offerings, even their lifted to up offering to the Lord Jehovah. And the holy clothing of Aaron shall be his sons after him, to be anointed in them, and to be consecrated in them. And the son who is priest in his place shall put them on 7 days, when he comes into the tabernacle of the congregation to minister in the holy place. And you shall take the ram of the consecration, setting apart as holy, and boil his flesh in the holy place. And Aaron and his sons shall eat the flesh of the ram, and the bread that is in the basket, by the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And they shall eat those things with which the atonement was made, to consecrate, set apart as holy, and to sanctify them, make them holy. But a stranger shall not eat of it, because they are holy. And if any of the flesh of the consecrations or of the bread remains until the morning, then you shall burn the remainder with fire. It shall not be eaten because it is holy. And so shall you do to Aaron and to his sons, according to all things which I have commanded you. 7 days you shall consecrate them, set them apart as holy. And every day you shall offer a young bull for a sin offering for atonement. And you shall cleanse the altar. When you have made an atonement for it, you shall anoint it, to sanctify it, make it holy. 7 days you shall make an atonement for the altar and sanctify it, make it holy. And it shall be an altar most holy. Whatever touches the altar shall be holy. Now this is what you shall offer upon the altar: 2 1-year-old lambs day by day continually. The one lamb you shall offer in the morning, and the other lamb you shall offer at evening. And with the one lamb, a tenth part of flour, 1/10 of an ephah omer, about 2.3 quarts of 2.2 liters, mingled with a fourth part of a hin of beaten oil, about 1 quart, 0.90, 5 liters, and the fourth part of a hin of wine, about 1 quart, 0.95 liters for a drink offering. And the other lamb you shall offer at evening, and shall do according to the meat offering of the morning, and according to its drink offering, for a sweet aroma, an offering made by fire to the Lord Jehovah. This shall be a continual burnt offering throughout your generations at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation before the Lord Jehovah, where I will meet you, to speak with you there. And there I will meet with the children of Israel, and the tabernacle shall be sanctified by my glory. And I will sanctify, make holy, the tabernacle of the congregation, and the altar I will sanctify, make holy also both Aaron and his sons, to minister to me in the priest's office. And I will live among the children of Israel, and will be their God. And they shall know that I am the Lord Jehovah their God, who brought them forth out of the land of Egypt, that I may live among them. I am the Lord Jehovah their God.